Gordon Lightfoot, starting off the second hour of our special Sunday evening programme tonight. And that's a song there called Daylight Katie. It's 6 minutes past 10 o'clock now. And that is one of Stephen Bishop's favourite records, right, old man?
That is correct. I really love
always that playing it, aren't you?
I'm always playing that. It sends shivers up the back, down the spine and into the nose.
Right, tell us what you...
Sorry?
Tell us what you're going to be doing in the next hour.
Well, I'm going to trundle into the kitchen and maybe the toilet a little bit later on.
What? I don't know, actually, if that's necessary.
What, into the toilet?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
it's very boring in there.
Yeah, well, you never know, actually. It's somewhere to go, isn't it?
Okay, then. Well, you get up to that after this next record, okay?
Right.
Right. Absolutely fantastic. That's Diamond Girl, the title track to the LP from Seals and Crofts. Right, it brings the time to 11 minutes past 10, and I should imagine that Stephen Bishop is about to do his traipse thing around the boat now, aren't you, mate?
Well, I was going to do it actually after the next record.
Oh, okay,
but it's 11
then.
Minutes past nine, proper time.
Oh, beg your pardon, looking at the cloggy clock.
You're looking at the cloggy clock.
Yes, I am.
Anyway, we've just been joined we've just been joined here in the mess room, commonly known as the studio at the moment, by a couple of good friends of mine.
Settle down.
And also, on my right, is the one and only Frank Spencer.
Oh, hello, Stephen. It's really nice to be here on the motor vessel Mi Amigo. I'm not being harassed by anybody at the moment.
It's really nice, actually, to have those two people on board, isn't it, Stuart?
That was terrible.
Fire rot.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Hang on. Don't do that.
Play a record, and I'll trundle around the kitchen.
Right, it's okay. The wind from your fan just blew the stylus off the record.
Oh,
I put it back.
I've got to have the fan on, actually. It keeps me cool.
I see. Okay, here's a track from the new LP from Van Morrison, Into the Music.
About a search.
too. Oh, my story. You got no words.
Virtually hot off the presses, that song, that album rather. It's a new LP from Van Morrison, which is called Into the Music. And that's a track from it called Angel Lou. Nice one, that. Okay then, let's hand over to Stephen Bishop and see what this young man's going to get up to now. Off you go, mate.
Right, okay, I've first got to get permission off our cook before I can go in the kitchen. Hello, Mr. Cook, sir, can I go in the kitchen, please?
Yes, you have the permission.
Oh, thank you very much.
How much?
Right. Ten pence, is it? It's quite cheap this time. Right, okay, I'm wandering out of the mess room right now into our little hallway. There's a stairs right beneath me. Beneath me.
Toilet.
Here's the toilet, yes. The famous 319 toilet, which is quite nice. Got lots of paper in there at the moment. We've got a shower, in fact we've got two shower rooms. We've got a lifebuoy in one for some reason. We've got a porthole which is open. Right, I'm now stepping into the kitchen. Whoa! The famous 319 kitchen. Banging the door. So then, what's going on in your kitchen, sir? What speciality have you prepared for tonight or tomorrow?
I don't know.
What's this special
square Delft pottery very famous
yes,
yeah. And now let's show you. You are the first one.
I'm the first one to see it, am I?
I give you one in your hand, eh?
Okay. Right, okay, fine,
a little bit here.
I can't go much further, actually. I think we run out of cable.
I'll give you one.
Okay, Case Farrell, actually, our cook, has got a special bunch of crockery.
Great, what's going on out there?
Well, the ship rolled and sort of most of the kitchen is on the floor at the moment.
Yeah, we've only got one set of crockery, so be careful.
We've got pans and it was great.
Find out how the bread's doing. Case Borrell made some bread.
Oh, yes, how's your bread, sir?
Oh, yeah, all right.
Has it risen?
Oh, yeah.
Your bread. Oh, yes, you should see this bread, Stuart.
Does it look edible? That's the thing.
Yeah, he's going to bang it together. That's Case Borrell's bread. He's a baker now.
Candlestick maker and everything else, too.
Yes, he's a baker earning lots of dough. Okay, let's take a trundle into the fridge. This is quite a bit of meat in the top section. We've got some sausages, a little bit of mince. Try not to make me laugh. And there's also some orange juice in there, which is quite nice, especially when you water it down. So we go into the lower section of the fridge. Yes, well, we won't mention what that is. And we've got a cucumber. We've got some margarine, lots of jam. There's about 52 pints of milk in there. And some jelly, which I believe you made, Stuart.
That's right, yes.
Yes, it's hardened up, actually, quite a lot. Oh, no, it's not. It's still like water.
It didn't turn out quite as it was supposed to, actually.
I think maybe you might have put a baked a bit too much water in.
I think I did.
Yes, anyway, look, I'll hand you back to Stuart Russell in the studio to play another record, and we'll see what else we can find here in the kitchen. Okay.
Okay, then, fine. Right, let's have some more music on this programme tonight. Hope you're enjoying it. It's a good giggle, isn't it? Bank holiday and all that, so it makes a change. Here's something from Andrew Gold, a song called That's Why I Love You, Baby.
Friday night movie show.
past nine, and that is gorgeous, super stuff. Andrew Gold, and that's why I love you. Hello out there.
Ah, hello. Obviously, you've got my microphone on.
Yes.
You can probably hear an amazing din, actually, in the background right now.
Where are you, exactly?
Right next to the generator room.
I see.
In other words, right at the very end of the kitchen. We managed to find a bit more cable for the microphone. So we're right inside the kitchen at the moment, and I can see this amazing bowl full of peas at the moment. So I presume you're going to make pea soup tomorrow then, Case?
Yes. When it is going,
yeah.
We eat pie soup. Pea soup, eh?
Pea soup, not pie soup.
You can make a lot of soup of pickney. How you call it?
How do you call this, Stuart?
Kidney pie.
Oh, steak and kidney pie, yeah.
Steak and kidney pie.
Yeah. We had a nice dinner actually tonight, which was...
Ask him to make steak and kidney pie pea soup.
Yeah, can you make steak and kidney pie pea soup?
Yes. Tomorrow.
Right. Actually, this kitchen at the moment looks really nice because it's been cleaned up. We've got some jerry cans, which are full of water at the moment, fresh water, which is quite nice. We've got some jam and lots of sauce, lots of milk.
Is that it?
And the one and only Case Barrel.
Also, when you finish with the program, there's something to clean for you.
Yes, well, we won't mention that. I made some amazing pancakes this afternoon. Did you know about that, Stuart?
Well, I made some too. Hang on, didn't Case make the mixture and then you had to fry it?
Yes, well, Case made the mixture because I'm totally useless at cooking.
Well, I had the same problem.
Yeah. And I made these amazing pancakes, which are about a foot thick. Did I use a bit too much mix?
I think so. You were very hungry.
I was very hungry at the time. I'd only just got up.
Don't strain your brain too much, will you?
No.
But something else.
Yeah.
Go to the pub because he's going close.
Oh, the pub's closed at 10:30 in England.
Yeah.
We've got 4 minutes left for a drink.
No, we haven't, because remember the clock is in cloggy time, sir.
Actually, right. I know a good pub near where I live that stays open till midnight on Sundays.
Yeah.
Shall I drop them all in it and say what it's called?
Nah, it wouldn't be very nice, would that?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay, then I'll hand it back to you and maybe we'll find somewhere else to sort of trundle upstairs.
Okay. Here's a nice song now from Barker James Harvest.